Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hey, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. You know the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, FamilyPetAncestry.com. You're probably already there. Let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song with his wife, Sarah, that you just heard. He's going to sing his version of the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady is going to fix this audio, and Vilmos works on JackieCation.com, the website. There are many ways to support the show. The Amazon link is one. You can use an Amazon link from JackieCation.com or DorkForest.com to go to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the show. There is a straight-up donation button, PayPal or Venmo, to this email address that is mine, Jackie@JackieCation.com, where you can just donate to the show if you like the show a lot. I think PayPal has figured out a way to do a monthly. If you want to go monthly, please do. Other ways to support the show if you want to is you can buy merch. There's Dork Forest t-shirts, and all the shirts are union made here in America, so they run a little big. Union Bayside, so if you want to look up their size chart. And then the other merch is my stand-up merch. On JackieCation.com, you can watch me do stand-up, you can look at my schedule, and the stand-up merch, a couple of different t-shirts, couple of different enamel pins, and all of my CDs and my DVD. If you want to live stream my DVD, it's over there at comedyfilmnerds.com. They have a live streaming capability, or you can get a hard copy of the DVD on my website. Oh, there are premium episodes at Bandcamp. TheDorkForest.bandcamp.com has probably 10 episodes that were done live. They cost me a couple of bucks to make, so I charge you a couple of bucks. If you've run out of regular episodes, go over to TheDorkForest.bandcamp.com and get some more. Other than that, I say this, let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm back in my living room, and I am with Winter Spear, stand-up comic, and a resident of Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
At this time.
Glendale.
You know. Oh, my people. Yeah. Well played. So Winter Spears, it's with a Y, W-Y-N-T-E-R. When we were just discussing how you're done.
Right. I'm done correcting people about my name. If I'm at Starbucks and I say winter like the season, I'm not going to tell them it's a Y because it doesn't matter.
What about if they're writing a check?
If they're writing a check, spell it right. If they're writing a check, I literally write it down for them.
Yeah.
But what really irritates me is when I'm emailing people. And, you know, my email is my name. It's
right.
winterspears@yahoo.com. So you don't have to do any
check
work
it.
For that, right?
Yeah.
When people write me back and they spell my name wrong, makes me want to kill them. I'm like, but
right.
You can read though, right?
Right.
So
you get all 26 of the letters, and I'm using one near the end.
This is all I'm saying.
This is
all
why.
I'm saying. That drives me crazy.
So it's at Winter Spears, and it's SPEARS, like Britney.
Exactly.
As you just said.
Exactly.
Winter Spears on Instagram, Twitter, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And you run, it looks like, at least 7 shows over at Flappers. And then you also have a show at a coffee shop, right?
Exactly. I do the second Thursday of every month, me and Nikki Bailey, we host a clean open mic called
right.
Caffeine and Cackles.
Okay.
And it's at Rosebud Coffee. It's 2302 East Colorado. It's on the corner of Colorado and Sierra Madre in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm. And it's a clean open mic. So they're like, which is a really, it's just a way of saying, hey, why don't you save your hilarious, edgy stuff for when you're not in front of me, is what I would like.
We always say you need 5 clean minutes for Conan. Everybody needs 5 clean minutes for Conan. So
right.
Work on
and,
that.
And the thing, here's what I would do. I would be like, yeah, it's clean. And what it really means is, if you're going to say something
mm-hmm.
that is dirty, mm-hmm. it better be funny.
Right. Or
yeah.
reword it because
yeah.
everybody has to have clean material. Everybody's going to come to you and say,
right.
I want you to do a show. Can you do a clean show? You need to be able to work your material so
right.
that everything
and,
is not
And if you're too cool to
F-word.
Have a clean show,
right.
you don't have to come.
You don't have to. It's
There's
okay.
a thousand. And this is just one Thursday a month.
There you go. There you go.
There's another place to go up.
Exactly.
And then you got two shows at Flappers. Mm-hmm. One on Sunday, one on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Sunday nights, I do the No Blender Bar Mic okay. with Amanda Cohen. And that's
Does that
at,
mean that they turn the blender off?
Yes. So there are no blender. There are no blender drinks. And we this do that. Nice. Sign up starts at 9. It starts at 9:30. Everybody gets 3 minutes. It goes till 11. And then on Tuesday nights, I do the $10 Tuesday show in
Which
the
is
Yuhu
a book
room.
It's a book show.
At Flappers with Patrick Ramirez, shows at 7:30 every
week. Okay, there you go. So what people should know about these open mics is you really only get three minutes.
Generally. So but the open mic that we do in Pasadena, we do 7 minutes.
You can get seven?
7 minutes.
Oh, that is nice.
7 minutes.
But you got to keep it clean, which means that it's not some banana head who just walked in off the world. But if you are a banana head who just walked in off the world, go to the open mic at Flappers or somewhere because they're only going to give you 3 minutes and you don't have anything to say yet anyway.
There you go. There you
go. So I love the variety. I don't want to cut in to what we're going to talk about.
Of course,
which
of course.
Is your dorkdom winter spirits.
Right.
And I was fascinated when you emailed me because I have this as well.
Ugh.
Tell the world what you like to obsess about, dork about, think about, try to correct.
Public restrooms.
The public restroom.
Okay, so when I was a kid, my mother is a cleaning maven. She is very concerned about how clean all things are.
Yes.
So I have been yanked out of any number of food establishments as a child because she walked in and she was like, no, and we walked out. There have been times that she walked in. So would have went, nope, walked out. I went, we're not staying. Okay,
yeah.
I got it. I understand. I get it.
Do you know what she's looking for?
I do. She's looking for light. She's looking for clean silverware. She's looking for, a lot of times there are things that set my mother off that wouldn't necessarily set another person off. Like if a person has particularly bad skin, she does not want to be served by them. That throws her off. And, like if she catches someone wiping their nose, she's gone.
Oh, right.
If someone coughs on something, she's out. My mother is there. She's like, I'm not trying to catch anything from anyone.
Right. And you can only really control so many things in your life.
This
and you're
true.
Like, I can leave.
Right,
I can
exactly.
leave. Whatever's happening.
And
the,
she
here.
Is not afraid on any day. She will get up and walk. We've already been seated in places and she's gotten up and walked out.
My mother
gives no quarter. She doesn't care what you think about
nope.
her. She doesn't
nope.
care.
It's fine.
She's like, no, I'm out.
It's like, right. Do whatever you need to do to live your life.
Exactly.
But this is what I need to do to live mine.
Exactly. Every time I go to a restaurant with my mother, I'm fully prepared to move at least 3 times if she doesn't like the seat.
Oh, interesting.
Fully prepared.
Interesting.
Fully prepared because first seat they give her, not close enough to either the middle of the room or the window.
Okay.
Second seat might be too close to the kitchen. She doesn't want to listen to dishes clanging in the kitchen.
Oh.
Third seat might be too close to the water station. You know how you go to the water station?
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm always prepared to leave 3.
Sometimes I like to sit near the water station because that's where the coffee pot is.
True.
And I'm like, why don't you just leave that pot right there on the table? It's one of my favorite things at a restaurant. Sometimes a diner will just leave a whole pot of coffee right there
exactly,
for you.
Exactly. My mom doesn't love diners. Not a lover of diners.
What about a super clean one? How about she should go to the Magnolia Grill over there in Burbank.
Okay, is it super clean?
It's super clean.
Okay.
And it's run by people who wait tables for a living.
Okay.
Which is one of my things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to suffer through your career while I just want to get a couple of eggs and some toast.
This is what I'm saying.
Okay. So now you have been taught since an early age.
Right.
To have expectations.
Exactly. So so because of that, when I was really small, I had a thing about like, I've been holding my bladder for hours as a child just because I was kind of a weird kid. Like I didn't particularly like people. I didn't particularly like children.
You were a child.
Right. So there was a time in my life when I literally only talked to my mother, my father, my grandmother, and my brother. My brother was my spokesperson.
Right.
So he would tell people, he'd be like, oh, she's not going to talk to you. She only talks to me and my mom and my grandma and my dad. So like my brother, if I wanted something, I would tell my brother. He would relay this information to other people. Yeah.
Did it bring you closer together? You and your brother?
I feel like it did.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So he was sort of my little, even though when I was first born, the the first day didn't go so well. Now you think, my mother thinks, I've done all this prep for this child. I've
yes.
said, you know, you have a sibling coming, blah, blah, blah. Every day we talk about it. He listens to my belly. He laughs. He feels the baby move. She thinks, I'm prepping this kid. Yeah, he's one in three-ish months.
Wow.
But he's gonna, you know, we're prepping him. We're letting him know we're bringing a baby home. I came home, my brother immediately smacked me in the face. Then everybody's crying. He's crying, I'm crying. Then my dad smacks him on the hand. Then everybody's crying. My mom's like, well, welcome home to me, I guess. But once my brother, and then there was a time that every day my brother would be like, when is she going home?
She's a guest, right? This is just a guest.
She doesn't have any things here. She doesn't have any toys.
Right.
When is she leaving?
Right.
But once they got past that, my grandmother was so irritated. She one day went out and just bought a bunch of stuff for me. And she's like, this is all her stuff. She's going to be here. So
right.
I'm going to need you to get on board. So once, like, my brother got used to the fact my mom would be like, Ola, help me with the baby. Let's do this. Then right. all of a sudden it went from, who is this baby? When is she going home? To, this is my baby, and I decide what happens with her.
Right. This is now I control this other
there
person.
You go.
This is very
lovely. Exactly.
Which is so
that.
Beautiful. Is he your only sibling?
My only sibling. Just
so
me
there
and my brother,
you go.
Just
and
the two of us.
Now, I am not surprised that you do stand-up comedy because of these social problems. Because you eventually have to learn how to deal.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn
you
how
do.
To interact with humanity.
You do.
And getting a laugh is one of the best ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I so. Feel like it took a turn about when I got to be like probably fourth or fifth grade is
yeah.
when like the tide sort of turned. And
right, 9, 10.
I became the person who was like always joining clubs and I was in choir. And my mom had to put me, when I was little, she knew this was going to be an issue.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, she needs projects. So like I was in dance class. I was in ballet. I was
she
in
signed
tap.
You up for.
I went to like, I was in, like I loved
Girl
being on
Scouts
stage.
Or?
I didn't do Girl Scouts. I wasn't much of a team player.
Right.
So my mom's like, you want to do Girl Scouts? I was like, no. Nah. But I did do baton twirling.
Okay.
Randomly because I guess I was watching a parade and I was like, Mom, I want to do baton twirling. And she was like, okay.
Thank God.
She
Thank God
like,
you want to do something.
Let me figure out who does that. So like I ended like there was a time once a week I was going to take baton twirling, did a parade in Chicago.
I fucking love your mother at this
She's
point.
Pretty great.
So this
She's
is
amazing.
Great.
And has like, she knows my act so well, she can do it. Like,
okay, well,
and still
which
laughs,
means she goes.
And still laughs like she's never heard it, which oh my, I appreciate.
This sort of support from family members is adorable. My sister is always supportive. No one in my family likes stand-up comedy. And so...
It's so weird.
It feels a little weird. What it is they want to get the laughs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to some extent, sometimes the stand-up comedy isn't... They're like... No, I get it. It's just not funny.
Right.
And so they genuinely don't like stand-up comedy, which is really weird to me, but okay.
But they're
and
not your audience.
Not they
your
are not my audience.
Not your target audience.
Last time I did South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my dad goes, I'm not coming. And I said, this isn't Little League, Dad. There's going to be plenty of people there. You don't have to come. And he's like, oh, good. All right.
That's
so
amazing.
It's,
oh, my God.
He likes the albums. He'll listen to my albums.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll give me notes.
Nice.
And I'll get a lot of feedback.
Nice.
But whatever. But so I love this support of your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you spent some time holding your bladder because your mom was like, you can't go to the bathroom here?
Well, no, because my mother was such a clean freak at our
yeah.
house and our bathroom was so great and it was immaculate. So when I would go other places and it was different, I would feel very uncomfortable with that.
Right.
So my mother would literally have to like drag me into a bathroom and be like, okay, it's been 8 hours since we've been at home and I understand what you're going through, but I'm going to need you to go to the bathroom before we leave here.
Right.
So she would literally wait me out. She'd be
yeah.
like, no, we can't. I need you to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with your kidneys. I
right.
need you. So I've been a person who could hold my bladder from a very early age.
Congratulations.
Very early age.
All right.
The record is 16 hours.
That is that actually does sound unsafe.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it was a.
It was a triumph at the time. I'm
it
sure.
It was insane. I was in the mountains. I was on this tour, and I was taking. We had to drive through the Okanagan Mountains in Canada.
Okay.
It was a 16-hour drive. There was one place to stop 8 hours in. When I say mountains, I mean like two-lane roads, huge tour bus. You're going like this. You can look over the side and see like
wow.
the bottom of the gorge. It was insane. So
summer?
Was it summer? It was...
It was not winter.
It was summer. It was
okay.
summer.
At least it wasn't winter.
It was
okay.
summer. So there's only one place in this whole 16-hour drive, there's one place to stop. And when I say to you outhouse, it is everything that conjures in your mind about an outhouse. And I was like,
nope.
This is not going to happen for me. And I have another 8 hours on that bus. What am I going to do? So me and my friend Jen, we're like, oh, we'll just go in the woods. I am not an outdoorsy person. Let me be the first to say.
I was going to say, sometimes you got to go outside. You can't do it.
I am not an outdoorsy person. Let me be the first to say. Camping is not my thing.
No, no. Hotels.
Right.
I'm a pro hotel person.
Thank you.
Okay.
So my friend Jen and I were like, she was like, okay, let's just go in the woods. I'm like, fine. Now we're in the mountains. Keep in mind, even though it's summer, we're so high up in the mountains, there's still snow on the ground.
Oh, wow.
That's how far up we are.
Okay.
So we, like, she goes to find her spot in the woods. I go to find my spot in the woods. I'm getting ready. I've steeled myself for this whole experience. As I am squatting, I fall into a snow cave. And not fully into a snow cave, like one leg goes through, but then the other leg, and then I'm screaming.
Wait, is it just like a pile of snow that is covering up a hole?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
about?
That's
exactly what it is.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. So now I'm screaming. Now I can't go to the bathroom because now I'm terrified. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Pants around my ankles, one leg like way down in this cave. I'm screaming. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, Jen, she comes out. Starts laughing hysterically.
Of course.
Takes a photo.
No.
Before she helps me get out of said snow cave.
No.
Now all of the liquid in my body has returned to my kidneys because I'm so terrified.
Right.
So then I have to sit on that bus another 8 hours before I can actually go to the bathroom. So that's the 16 hours.
You couldn't face it. You just couldn't do it.
I was just, once the snow cave thing happened, I was like, no, this is not going to happen for me. It's not going to happen for me.
I like that it's called the snow cave thing.
So now I know that should I ever get any kind of recognition, that there's a picture out there of me.
Oh, I would have taken her phone and gone and done.
This was years before phones. This was before everybody had a phone in their hand.
Oh.
So it's so she
had a damn
so she
camera?
Had a yes. Yeah, I know the picture exists. So it's not, I'm very prepared for when Conan
Here's
Colbert or whoever pulls it out.
You're
gonna
be in your 60s. She's going to post that picture and you're going to go, look how pretty I look.
Exactly. I was so cute then. My hair looks so great. I was so skinny, guys. God. I was so skinny.
I was thin. I was young.
Mm.
Okay. So let's talk about. So let's start with the home. Like, I noticed you didn't use my restroom.
No.
Just so you know.
Right.
That's fine. I don't have a lot of my self-esteem hooked up in whether or not people need to use the...
Right.
But I do like the place. There's a lot of stacks of stuff. It's cluttered.
Right.
It's, we could call it homey.
It's very homey. It's very comfortable.
It's super comfortable. It's a little, for me, too comfortable. I would like to get rid of...
I love the hardwood floors.
I'd like to get rid of everything in this vehicle, for
example.
Okay,
what do you need to do to make that happen? Have you watched that Tidying Up Lady yet?
I can't. I've been trying to think about getting Andy to watch it. because what this is, all of this stuff is mostly his. They're just different gaming consoles that we never use. And so...
Can he sell them and get money for them?
Right. We don't need money. We don't need money
but
enough.
But I'm just saying that if it's one of those things that if he were that guy, right.
Even if we needed money, he's not that guy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And so he's always like, no, there'll be money. And I was like, seriously, though, can I throw this out? And but what we're thinking of doing, and this, I don't know, I'm thinking of getting him a PS4.
Oh, okay.
If I get him a PS4,
right,
he will get rid of all of the rest of this.
Right.
And then he'll have a place for the PS4. And that might be a thing.
Okay.
Anyway, in other news, what do you like to see when you go into a public restroom? What don't you like to see?
Too much paper on the floor is a red flag.
Oh, yeah. It means that
they're not checking it regularly.
Yep.
I generally try, like, number one tier bathrooms, hotels. Hotels, bar none, have the best bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Bar none. So that's an excellent point. So there are a few things in my life that I will lie about, but I will lie about staying at your hotel to go to your hotel restroom.
Okay. Yeah.
I will. I'll just do it. Because I know that there are certain things I'm not going to have to worry about. I'm not going to have to worry about whether or not there are toilet seat covers. There are always toilet seat covers in really nice hotels.
Yep.
I'm not going to have to worry about if there's soap. There's always soap. Usually also lotion if it's a super nice hotel.
Right. Sometimes free tampons.
And not just that, also they have, in addition to any kind of paper towels, they more often than not, really nice hotels, really nice towels that you can wipe your hands on.
An actual towel.
An actual towel.
Do you like the idea of an actual towel?
I like the idea of an actual towel. You know how they do them where they like roll them up and they're in that cute little, I love that. I
it's
love
a basket,
that.
They're rolled in a row.
Thank you.
Row.
And then there's a cute little hamper that you put them in when you're done with the towel.
That's not
I love that.
That's not a garbage can. That is a hamper.
And then each one has like its own, like those cute doors that are like when they have like the little slats in them.
Oh, right, right.
Those are cute. And then when you walk in, a lot of times they'll have like a cute little shelf where you can put your stuff when you're going to the bathroom or whatever.
I like a hook on the back of the door for sure.
Right.
I don't want to put my bag on the floor.
No, I'm not doing that. I held my bag in my lap before. I'm like, I'm not putting that on that floor. I don't know what's been down there.
I'm almost certain I do know what's been down there.
Right. I don't want to take that with me.
Right. So I do like a shelf. And you're right. I do kind of like it when it's its own tiny room.
I love that. I love that.
Because it gives an illusion of privacy.
It does.
That no one, because everyone knows what happens in a bathroom.
There you go.
I heard genuinely might be the funniest thing that I've ever heard in a public restroom, in an airport restroom, which
airport. Let's talk about airport restrooms. We'll go back to
okay.
that.
Okay. It was just this woman came in with her daughter, and her daughter was like, it smells in here. And the woman said, yeah, it's a restroom. That's people poop in here. And that's what happens. And then the kid was like, ew. And she goes, right. But, and then she goes, something along the lines of, think about if they didn't. Think about if there wasn't a room like this in this building.
Right.
This is the room to do that in.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, I love how this parenting is happening. Yes. That is thorough parenting.
Exactly.
Anyway, so.
Airport restroom. So when I fly, I try my best to make sure I go to the bathroom right before I get on the plane so that I do not have to see that bathroom on the plane. I can't deal. It's too small. There's too much going on. Like, only in special circumstances will I, like, if I have to be on a plane for 7 hours, I have to make my peace with the fact that at some point I'm going to have to use that restroom. I have to mentally prepare myself.
Right.
But if it's like a 3-hour flight, 4-hour flight, 5-hour flight, guess what? I can make it.
You can make it.
I can make it.
It's, you know, I always sit on the window because I like to lean and there's less hitting.
I always sit in the window because I know I'm not going to go to the bathroom.
Right. Well, you can.
I'm not going anywhere.
Sometimes I have to go to the, like, if it's a 5-hour flight, I usually have to go to the bathroom once.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to wait until the person on the edge gets up to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Because then I'm like, well, one person's moved.
There you
Another
go.
Person can go.
There you go.
So, but they are, the bathrooms on the airplane are usually small and, I mean, are usually, they're definitely small, but you know, like, some people want to have sex in a bathroom on an airplane?
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
I don't want to have sex. I was like, I want a bed like a Christian. Let's
Goodness. And it's just the gross. Do you know how many things happen? I just can't even wrap my brain around it.
Right.
And you know what I wanted to hear Lori talk about, actually, when she was talking about the private plane? I'm like, God, I wish she talked about the bathroom and the private plane.
Well,
that's what I would have wanted to talk about.
Well, we're taking questions on Jackie and Lori. Because
I was like,
restroom.
I was like, did she go to the bathroom? What was that like on the private plane? I want to know. Everything else was so great. I was like, okay, but I want to talk about the bathroom.
She is also a person, I think, who is interested in a great deal of cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
I have compromised some things being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And though, have you ever had to stay in one of these comedy condos?
I've never done a comedy condo yet. That being said, like, every time I hear you talk about the comedy condo, like, the whole idea of having to share that space with someone, I was like, whatever it costs me, I would probably just pay for my hotel room.
Exactly.
Like, whatever it costs. Like, and I don't know how I'm going to pay next month's rent.
Exactly.
But I do know
that I'm not doing
that's
this.
Not my thing.
Right.
Well, like, every time I apply for a comedy festival and they're like, oh, we will pay for your lodging and you'll stay with another comedian. I'm like, no, you won't. I'll just pay for it because I can't.
Yes, because I need to be.
I need to be by myself.
It's here's a nightmare story. I once did South by Southwest the year that they did not allow any women except Tig Notaro. And in the 11th hour, they called and they had been outed. And so they asked me if I could do it. And they said, we could put you up, but we can't do air. And I said, no, you're doing all of it because I am pulling your tail out of a crack.
You need me. That's why you called,
right? Exactly, right?
And so I was that means you need to offer me the moon and the stars. Right. That's what you need to do.
And but I'm a comic, so I accepted so much less than the moon and the stars, but I did not pay for anything. Mm-hmm. And I was, because I was like, why don't you just book me next year?
Right. And they couldn't do it because everybody had talked about them so poorly.
And they didn't book me next year, or I believe any other women. So, but the weird thing is so I go and they're like, here's your hotel room. And they're like, it's only been used one night.
So someone else had already stayed there. They didn't even get you a fresh hotel room.
Nope.
That's disgusting.
I slept on someone else's sheets.
That's disgusting. I could not.
You
I
would
literally
not
could
have
not.
You
they
would, not
would
have
stayed. Hated me.
Yes.
Because I would have been like, who do I need to talk to? Because I'm not. Okay. This reminds me of, I don't know if you know the Aretha Franklin story.
I don't.
But Aretha Franklin. And I heard this about her and I was both madly impressed and a little bit horrified. But I was like, I want to be her when I get to be whatever it is.
Her.
So she would only take payment in cash for any performance she did, and you had to give it to her before she stepped on anybody's stage.
She is not wrong.
She's not wrong. I was like, I want to be that gangster.
Yeah. Okay. Here's where I will do a club and or a gig. Normal gigs, I'll get paid at the end of the night, end of the week. Fine. Corporates, I will not get on stage unless you give me that check.
That makes sense.
And it's got to be, and it doesn't have to be cash, but you have to pay me. You have to, if you hate me, because here's the thing about corporates, they're hard.
Mm-hmm.
They're weird.
Nobody ever wants, like, people do it for the money. They don't do it because it's going to be the greatest thing that ever happened.
Nope. And if, and it's essentially, it's benefits and corporates. I need to be paid. If I'm in some sort of weird Lutheran pancake hall, you have to give me the money before I go up because I don't know how it's going to go. I'm going to do my best.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hate me so much, you're going to have to take the time to cancel that check.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is,
but if you get a cashier's check, they can't cancel it.
Right. Now, the other thing is afterwards, everybody's hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to take me an hour and a half. I was like, I will do your weird meet and greet afterwards on this thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to be like, oh, Jenny forgot it back at the... Can we mail it to you? And I'm like, no.
Absolutely not.
You cannot.
Absolutely not.
I'm not going up until somebody hands me a check.
That reminds me of that Patton Oswalt story that he told, that he did some corporate thing. And he said, and all people did was scream out my career to me. And I just stood there. He's like, I really didn't tell any jokes. He's like, they were all hammered.
Ratatouille.
Yeah, and all they did was scream. They screamed my career at me for about an hour. All I did was stand there. He's like, and I got paid more money than I've ever been paid for anything in my entire life.
That is awesome.
I love that story.
That's a great story. But yeah, there's, but now do you know a comic named Tracy Ashley, Minneapolis comic?
Yes, I know Tracy Ashley. Yeah.
She would do condos, but she would bring a blow up mattress and her own linens.
That makes sense.
And she came and stayed at our house one time. She has not stayed since, but she was like, I'm going to sleep on the guest bed. And I was like, you don't have to. You can have your thing. I mean, I want everyone.
Right. Exactly. Be comfortable.
Yeah. Be comfortable. Right, I don't care.
Right.
And she has a blow up mattress that she invested in so that she could be, and she does it in hotels and everything.
She does it in hotels too.
I think so.
That's pretty baller. Like, I don't know that I would go to the trouble of taking it with me. It's one of those things that I would make a stink about it. Like, if I thought the sheets weren't clean, I would make them change my room.
Right. I should have done that in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
But I have made compromises of cleanliness but here's my thing about public restrooms. Mm-hmm. Now, you know how there's a sign in every, here's my thing about public restrooms.
Okay.
There's always a sign about tampons and sanitary napkins and the plumbing and all this stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, how dumb are you?
Mm-hmm.
It absorbs moisture.
Right.
That's what a tampon freaking does.
There you go.
Throw it away.
Right.
Don't put it into the plumbing where all the water in the world lives.
Why would you do that?
You're the, and they're like, well, it's gross. And I was like, it's you.
Right.
It's all your bodily functions. I pray to God you're going to wash your hands.
Right. Oh my God. The people that walk out of the bathroom and don't wash their hands. I have a physical reaction to that. Because I just, do you know how many diseases people are passing around in this world? How dare you walk out into the world and not wash your hands?
There's even like these weird signs that say hand washing stops 70% of all crime or whatever of all like.
Right. Of all. I'm like, why would you not? Why? My mother literally, she loses her mind when people don't wash their hands. She's like, did you see that? Did you see that?
Right.
I'm just,
Here's the other thing that drives me with public is when people are on their phones. In the toilet.
Is it that important?
It can't possibly be. Here's, I used to think, oh, it's kids. Kids who are raised with the phones.
Nope.
Every age, every race, every religion, every affluent level.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It's some late, and it's always women, because I'm in the women's room.
There you go.
They're morons. And I've had men tell me that guys will do it while they're at the urinal. They're still on their phone.
You're
going to
drop that. That's going to be a really sad day
so
for
gross.
You. It's going to be a sad day
I
for
like,
you.
I don't want to. I get it. I mean, it's just so gross.
Because if I drop a phone in a toilet, I just don't have a phone anymore. That's just,
new phone.
That's just the way it is.
Is it backed up in the cloud? So, I hope so.
Because I don't have a phone anymore.
My ad. I'm about to do an ad. Okay, Rangers. Rangers who wear bras. That's who this ad is for. Because Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. And right now, I'm wearing one. So they're offering Rangers 15% off your first order. So if you go to thirdlove.com/dork to find your perfect fitting bra, you get 15% off your first purchase. There's a little quiz you take to find a size. And weirdly enough, it worked. I'm always wary of quizzes online to find sizes, especially of bras. But it uses the size of the bra you're wearing and asks you how it fits. And then I ordered a bra and a bodysuit, and it was amazing. Over 10 million women have taken the quiz to date. Did you know that breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Well, there's a joke. Anyway. But Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. They have all the sizes, by the way. Cups from A through H, bands up to 48. 50% of all women fall in between standard cup sizes, so Third Love invented half cup sizing. They invented half cup sizing. I have to tell you, the bra I'm wearing right now is the most comfortable bra I think I've ever owned, for sure. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to help you find your perfect fit, by the way. If you don't love their product, returns and exchanges are free and easy. And there's a new cotton collection. They took 2 years and developed a cotton collection, which is made up of premium cotton called Pima. And so the whole line is made up of incredibly soft, smooth, and breathable bras that you'll want to wear every day. I really love my bra. I really actually love the bodysuit that I bought. It's black and it's very pretty. So if you go to thirdlove.com/dork now to find your perfect fitting bra and look at everything that they have for sale, you get 15% off your first purchase. Let's get back into the show.
And then airport restrooms, like I hate everything about airport restrooms, like the, because it's, people are coming from everywhere. People aren't washing their hands. I feel like there's so many ways for, you know what I mean? There's so many things that you can catch
from so many
different places.
Right.
So I hate airport restrooms, like on principle. That being said, I know that if I'm going to make it through, but I hate airline bathrooms in the airplane. I hate that bathroom more. So then I have to choose, I have to pick my poison.
That's it.
So I know if I'm going to be on the plane for 5 hours, I'm not going to use that bathroom.
Right.
So I have to use this bathroom. I have to wrap my brain around it. I have to get with the program.
Yep.
Because if I just do that, then I know, okay, I've been to the bathroom right before the plane took off. I'm going to be fine on that flight.
I've done as much as I can.
I've literally almost like knocked people down to get off a plane to get to the bathroom when the plane landed.
Yeah.
I've done that.
It's too much.
I've done that.
Now, do you, where do you stand on a Purell kind of situation?
Okay. So I always like literally I have Purell in my car right now. Like I always have Purell because especially like when you do stand up and I do a lot of hosting, you're always shaking people's hands. So I always have, like hand sanitizer, I always have it. So, you know, because I don't know what people, and then all the guys tell me, they're like, you don't want to shake these guys' hands. You don't know what they're doing in the bathroom. I was like, that's why I have hand sanitizer. That's why
I have it. Jimmy Pardo's wedding. Jackie Cation,
okay.
Andy Ashcraft, Jimmy Pardo's wedding.
Jimmy Pardo, guy who's never done funny,
used to open, used to do warm up for Conan.
Yeah.
Chicago comic.
Because I was at Conan, like I've been to Conan like 3 times, and he was doing warm up when I did it, when I went.
No longer, of course. Mm-hmm. Does a podcast, Never Not Funny.
Right.
And he's a great comic.
Mm-hmm.
But he was, we were just at his wedding, and so there were a bunch of comics at his wedding.
Right.
Andy comes out of the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and he says, well, there's a couple of comics I'm never shaking their hands.
Oh, my goodness.
And
did he tell you who?
Yeah, because one of them walked right up, and I said, oh, it's, Would you like me to write down the name?
Yes, please. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I am in the room when you are writing down a name. Every time you and Lori do it, I'm like, gosh, I want to be in the room. Come yep. on.
I know.
Gross.
And the other one was, were these two gentlemen.
Okay, this guy I know. That guy I don't think I know.
Yeah, well, he's famous. And so you should know him.
Okay.
Because he does that. You don't know.
Oh, that I know.
There you go.
That I know.
Guys, it's a mashup. It's a crossover. Dork Forest, oh, Jackie and Lori crossover.
Oh my goodness.
were there.
I was there in the room when you wrote the names down. Right. So excited.
There's been some writing of bad mouthing of me.
My goodness.
But the thing is
but at least I know now.
Now
I
you know.
Him, I'm like,
don't shake that guy's hand. How about a fist bump? How about that? But I introduced him to the first guy on that list and he just looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
As he shook his hand,
oh
he was
God,
like,
he
"It's this, okay?" And too funny.
Then he had to go back to the bathroom.
I believe he did go. He was like, "I have to go wash my hands. I'll be right back."
Mm-mm.
And so, yeah, there's just a lot of things with public restrooms. I get it,
mm-hmm.
especially an airport where thousands and thousands
it
of people. And there's no way for them to keep up.
I can't think too far into it because it makes me crazy.
Right. And you have that thing on the door that says, have you ever look at that thing on the door that says the schedule?
Oh,
every
like
hour
they,
we look?
Exactly.
I always check to see
the last time. I do. When was the last time?
Yeah.
Last time. When was the last time? Because I have, there have been times that I've walked in the bathrooms and I've been like, oh, I need to talk to a manager. This is appalling. It's
right.
Appalling.
It has clearly been
it's
2.5 hours.
Oh my goodness.
But I do a lot of things where I come out and I will go up to a worker bee
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, there's trouble in the women's room. Do you do that?
We're right.
Yeah. Do you ever?
I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done, or I will do, and again, these are things all these things I've learned from my mother. My mother will tell someone about their terrible bathroom. In a minute. She'll be like, I need to talk to a manager because this bathroom is unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
I try to put it in a sort of a gentler, kindler way. I also tend to do some tidying up. I punch in a little bit. You ever do that?
I try not to punch in. Like, there's sometimes that if it's an emergency and I just... Like, and I'm so disgusted, but I have to, like, that's a time that I'll be like, I'll pull the Purell out of my bag. All of a sudden I'm Purelling things. I'm cleaning
right.
things.
Yeah.
I am. Yes.
I have done that.
I have done it.
When
I don't enjoy it,
no.
but I've done it.
When will they sell like a travel sized 409?
Oh my goodness.
Like a little bit of, and then you can wipe it down a little bit.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All of a sudden I have a job. All of a sudden I'm working here.
What is that? That is a Nancy Cation thing. My stepmother was always like, don't volunteer to do something like clean something or volunteer to do something because then it becomes your job.
Mm-mm.
And she is not wrong. But I sometimes can't stand it.
It's
I'm like
so terrible.
I know I'm going to wash my hands.
Right.
And I can see that the toilet paper is unused toilet paper.
Right.
I will pick it up.
Right.
And I'll put it in the garbage.
I won't necessarily do that. But like if I have to go to the bathroom and there is no other option and I can't.
You might police
like,
that
I feel
area.
Like I've already been holding it for so long and I cannot make go to another location. If I feel like I can't make it to another location, then all of a sudden I'm punching in, Purell's coming out. I've got like toilet seat covers and like I'm using half my Purell and I'm wiping things. It's a whole thing. It's a
now,
whole crazy thing.
Okay, so I would ask this. Have mm-hmm. you traveled internationally?
Yes, I have.
Have you had, I was in, where was I? Africa.
Okay.
With Felicia Michaels.
Okay.
And Alicia Cooper.
Okay.
And Alicia Cooper would not stop with the airport in Dubai by saying, it looks like locked up abroad. It looks like locked up abroad here. I don't think I can use that bathroom. And then she had to go to the bathroom, so she had to use it. But the international, like, sometimes they don't have toilet paper.
That's insane. And have you done that thing where you put your feet on the thing and
you squat? Yeah.
That...
It is.
That was literally one of the worst moments of my life. I was like, do they do this every day? I can't with this.
I read an article before we just went. We just went to Vietnam and Cambodia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Andy sent me an article of how to use the squatty potty. And he goes, so I'm reading it. He didn't watch me read it. Mm-hmm. But so I'm reading it. And mm-hmm. at one point in the article, it said, you might want to get undressed if you've never done it before. And I'm not kidding you. I took off my clothes. I didn't take off all of my clothes, but
like
I took off. I was like, okay, but
like
there
my
luckily
stress level right now, like just you telling that story is so high.
There was a hook to hang my pants on.
Oh my God.
But I was like, I can't put these on the floor. So I just sort of hung it over the hook.
But then my thought is, what if something happens while you're not wearing pants? Something goes down in the bathroom or where you are. You have to run. You're not wearing pants.
No pants. No pants.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Ugh. I know. I'm with you. I very supportive. And I
like,
couldn't
that could
go.
Be the reason I never go to like anywhere in Asia
right.
or Africa. Because I've been to Europe
almost,
and they had that. And I was like,
some of the dumb
but
places.
But only one. But
right.
Only one country.
There was only, it was once in Italy they had it. Mm-hmm. But, and everywhere in Southeast Asia had a regular Western toilet.
Oh, good.
And you, if you go into our bathroom, mm-hmm. Andy fell in love with, it isn't a bidet, mm-hmm. it's literally a hose and a spray thing
uh-huh.
to spray your butt.
But it's not a bidet?
I don't know. I've never seen a bidet.
Uh-huh. But
is
that
it a
sounds
hose?
Like it sounds like a bidet.
A bidet, I think,
I've
is worked into.
When I was in France, I had never seen a bidet before.
Right.
And I was like, so this is a thing that people do? I had no idea.
He freaking loves it. He's mm-hmm. like, I can spray my butt. And I was like, well, what about toilet paper? And he was like, I'll use less toilet paper.
Really?
Because then you're just dabbing to dry.
Wow. Okay.
And The one, I wonder if he wanted that story told publicly.
Well,
but here
you know,
we are.
We'll find out.
Yes.
We'll find out.
So I had to use the squatty potty twice in Cambodia.
Okay.
And once was at a restaurant, mm-hmm. and I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And everybody on the tour that I was with was like, oh, it's a squatty thing. And I was like, that'll be fine. And I'd used one other, and it had a handle so I could hold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm 53 years old.
Right.
My knees are not good.
No.
So I go in, and there's no handle. So I'm squatting, and I'm trying, and I can't do it. I come back out, and I was like, didn't happen. And then, like, we're there for another 15 minutes, and I'm like, I got to try it. I literally had to go three times. The third time, it worked. And I have to say this about the squatting and going to the bathroom. I've never felt like I've eliminated my person quite so cleanly.
Apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
It's apparently. Supposed to be good for you.
Oh,
and it worked. But I have to tell you this. My thighs, uh-huh. 3 days.
I can't.
It hurt for three full days where I could barely walk.
I can't. Like that. I'm just like, no.
But they had all kinds of cleaning stuff for your hands.
Oh, well, that's
because
good.
Here's the other thing in the article that you will loathe mm-hmm. and not be in favor of,
uh-huh.
besides taking your clothes off.
Right.
No toilet paper. You have to wipe with your hand.
Wait, stop. What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the first thing I would have done when I read that article was to make sure I brought toilet paper with me.
I had it every other time.
I can't even wrap my brain around
and
that.
I don't understand. It's not like I hadn't come back out to the restaurant, back
right.
into the thing,
right,
back.
Right, right.
Like other people.
I probably
other
would
people,
not have been able to eat there because I would have been like, all these people are going to the bathroom and that's what they have to do. And they work here. I can't. I would not have been able to eat there. I wouldn't have been able to. I would have been like, nope, I guess I'm not eating today.
But they did have a lot of hand washing accoutrements. I will tell them that. It's the soap was plentiful. The toweling was great. And
just thinking about it, right? Like I can't even, no.
It was
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But I will say this, and with the evacuation of my person,
mm-hmm.
There was almost nothing on my butt to wipe. And then I was like, well, this is gross. And then I took the hose and I sprayed my hand down before I even got up to put on my clothes, and then I washed my hands really good. It was a lot.
I would have been so unhappy. So unhappy.
You're like, Angkor Wat does not make up for this.
No.
The Killing Fields, their trauma is not greater than mine.
No, it can't be. It couldn't possibly be. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's horrifying. I'm horrified by all of that. All of it.
Ugh. You're not wrong.
Ugh.
Okay, so we've talked hotels.
Okay.
We've talked restaurants.
Right. Okay, so like second tier, like after hotels.
Yeah.
High-end restaurants, malls always have great bathrooms.
Just a regular mall?
Mm-hmm. But you have to know where to go. So like in Glendale.
Yeah.
So at the, you know, the Glendale Galleria.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, all that stuff. So the Nordstrom there has an excellent bathroom.
In not the mall bathroom, but
the
store bathroom.
Exactly. Because the mall bathrooms are for, like, everybody knows where all those bathrooms are.
Yeah.
People are less likely to go in the Nordstrom to go to the bathroom. And if they do, and that bathroom is full, there's also a second floor, which is almost always cleaner.
Right.
Because people aren't, because they're going to go to the first floor and stand in line. Whenever I go to the first floor in that bathroom, I was like, oh, I'll go to the second floor. It's never like a line.
We have a secret target nobody knows about. Mm-hmm. There's a weird training target mm-hmm. in our neighborhood.
Right.
So it's 5 blocks from here. Mm-hmm. There's usually 30 people working mm-hmm. and 30 people shopping.
Wow.
It is the greatest Target I've ever been in my life. It's super clean. They're constantly picking up.
And a Target, they just read the Targets that I've been to recently, they just redid their bathroom. So the bathrooms are super nice.
Oh, that is nice. I will say this is that I think you're right, because I was surprised when you said a mall mm-hmm. bathroom, but mm-hmm. because there's the regular mall bathroom, which is in the food court.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that. But in Fashion Mall here in Sherman Oaks, mm-hmm. you can go to the Macy's, and the Macy's bathroom is lovely.
Right. So Macy's, so this is my thing about Macy's. So every time I've been to the Macy's bathroom, it's never better than Bloomingdale's or Nordstrom.
No.
Nordstrom is always really good. Always an excellent experience.
Oh, essentially, it's the Nordstrom's is better than the Bloomingdale's, which is better than the Macy's.
Got it. So I will almost never go to Macy's to go to the bathroom. I'll be like, no, I'll just go.
I can walk to the other side of the mall.
I can walk to Nordstrom. It's fine.
Because they're an anchor store.
Exactly.
They're going to be at a different side of the mall.
This is what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
And then in Bloomingdale's, you always want to, especially in malls, you always want to go to the bathroom on the second floor.
Right.
Because people are always on the first floor.
Right.
People are always going to easily find that bathroom. What you want to do is put in a little bit extra effort, go to the second floor. That bathroom, almost always cleaner. You almost never have to stand in line.
Right. Well, I do that with it in an airport. I mm-hmm. try not to take the first bathroom off the airport, off the plane.
No, you can't.
And, but if you wait till you get down to baggage claim, you're also screwed.
Right.
You got to go in between.
It's too far. So you don't want to, as soon as you get off the plane, everybody you got off a plane with, they're going to that bathroom. You got to keep walking.
Yeah.
But you can't baggage claim. You can't do that.
Then you have to wait in line there.
There you go.
So, and for some reason at LAX.
But you have Delta, aren't you special?
I go to
Delta?
The Sky Club.
Right. I was like, if you have Sky Club, then that bathroom, I'm assuming.
I went into a Sky Club after a flight one time mm-hmm. and I said, hey, I've already taken my flight. Do I get to come into the Sky Club after my flight? And the woman was like, yeah, you're a member of the Sky Club. You can come to the Sky Club anytime you want. But they just changed the rule. Mm. They said you have to now be flying that day.
Here's the thing. I never would have asked that question. I never would have asked. I just would have walked in and gone to the bathroom. I never asked that question.
Well, you got to check in at Sky Club.
Here's the thing
about those airline lounges. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons why Maria Bamford was like, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. They are so excited to tell you you can't come in. Mm-hmm. They're excited to tell you that it'll be $39 or whatever, mm-hmm. and you can't come in. And I'm like, but they usually don't. She said, I know, but when they do, I feel like I've done something wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, screw that. So mm-hmm. they definitely check. And they do have that thing because I have this other thing that somebody told me to get, the Premier Pass that can mm-hmm. get into other people's
did
lounges.
Did Nina tell you to get that?
Nina did not. Uh-huh. My friend TJ told me about it, who I went to Asia with, and Southeast Asia. But Nina probably would. I got that credit card because of Nina Manny, mm-hmm. previous episode of The Dork Forest.
She's been I emailed her about her, because when you were talking about
it,
I emailed her, and then she's been emailing me her tips. I was like, oh my goodness, this is changing my life, guys. It's changing my life.
I used the Chase Sapphire, mm-hmm. which is, you have to spend $3,000 mm-hmm. in 3 months.
But if you use it for everyday purchases, that's what easily.
I moved it over. And I did the donation. Mm-hmm. You could do for the Meat Shield t-shirt that I sell. Uh-huh. I used it for that.
Nice.
And I didn't get triple points,
because
you get triple points for travel and mm-hmm. eating things, restaurants. Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, now what we've talked about, mall bathrooms.
Right.
All right. Malls, hotels, restaurants.
Right.
So, airports.
High-end department stores, malls is two. And then next tier is 3 to 5-star restaurants.
Oh.
So Cheesecake Factory generally has a pretty decent bathroom.
Okay.
But sometimes Cheesecake Factory can be weird because so many people go to Cheesecake Factory.
Right, right. If it's a chain restaurant, exactly. Even if it's an expensive chain.
Exactly. But a P.F. Chang's.
Right.
Not as much traffic. Amazing bathroom. Only thing is you have to get past the maitre d'. Oh, this is all you have to do. Oh, I'm looking for my party. Can I go check and see if they're here yet?
Do a lap.
Absolutely. And then, of course, absolutely. You walk in, you go to the bathroom. You, they're not here. Will you walk out?
That
what
is.
Do you do?
Here's one time I was in Venice, mm-hmm. Venice Beach.
Okay.
And I wouldn't. I
feel like I would never go to the bathroom anywhere in Venice Beach.
Venice Beach public bathrooms.
I can't.
It's just an opportunity to purchase heroin, as mm-hmm. far as I can tell. It's not an opportunity to really relieve yourself.
No.
So we walked into a restaurant, mm-hmm. and I have done that where I'm just like, I'm just going to go see if my friend is here yet.
Right.
And then I've just used the bathroom.
Right.
And she was super on me. This mm-hmm. woman was like, oh, we don't have anybody waiting for it. And I said, okay. So I did not have the guts to confront her.
Oh, no.
So I walked out.
No, don't. Yeah, you can't let them win like that. You can't.
Because
you can't.
The thing is that,
first of all, a restaurant is a public space, just like a hotel. They can't deny you access to that. And my thing is I will take you all the way to the wall. And then if it goes too far, I'll be like, are you denying black people the opportunity to use the bathroom? Because then what they're going to do is be like,
and we're done.
Yeah, I was like, do you guys want to be on the news tonight? Is that what you're looking for? Because one time I walked into a hotel on Ocean in Santa Monica.
Yep.
And I had to go to the bathroom, and I walked through the front door, and I said, oh, where's your restroom? And he said, oh, are you staying in the hotel? I said, absolutely. Where's your restroom? And he just pointed it out to me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, because I was ready. I was like, ask me a room number. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I was like, anything. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm ready. So I'll take you all the way down that road if you want to go.
Right. And the thing is I did not have the ammunition of that excellent example of parenting that I saw by that lady. Because it's like, wouldn't you prefer that I do it there
mm-hmm.
than right outside your front door?
There you go.
How about that?
There you go.
It's a designated area for what I need
what
to
I'm
do.
Saying. That's what I'm saying. And then you can always ask about the bar. Or am I just going to go have a drink in the bar?
Yep.
That's always a thing. And
right.
then you can just go to the bathroom.
Well, what I ended up doing is I walked into the next place and I just said, hey, can I get a cup of coffee? And she goes, to go? Because it was a sit-down restaurant. And mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I want to use your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you don't really want me to
mm-hmm.
Or whatever. I don't know what I said. And mm-hmm. she was like, well, thank you so much. It is a cost of this restaurant to have to keep the... And I was like, yeah, go get me a cup of coffee. You can have $5. I'm going to go
to
your bathroom.
Right.
I need to go to the freaking bathroom.
Right, exactly.
And,
exactly.
And there was... I think it. I was one time. I was in Greece, and mm-hmm. you had to pay. And I was super poor, and mm-hmm. I made a stink about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, pun intended. Anyway, so but I ended up paying because mm-hmm. I had to go to the bathroom. So
yeah, the thing in Europe where you need like a coin or whatever, that's a whole thing. I'm like, that racket. What are they doing?
Exactly.
I'm so annoyed by that.
And sometimes there's a lot of businesses in the valley mm-hmm. where I live mm-hmm. that have codes or keys
exactly.
or and. Like gas station bathrooms
right.
are very much last minute kind of situation. It you know what's better?
I try my best to never go to a gas station.
If the gas station is in the building,
mm-hmm.
they're better than if they're on the side.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if it's one of those that has like a store that goes with it, all that.
Yeah.
Not great. Better.
Better.
Than if you're like walking outside with like a spoon on it, with like a key on a spoon. You know what I mean?
Key on a spoon, always
worst.
A bad sign.
The worst.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if you're sharing it, like yesterday I went and I got, I'm getting this body work, this Rolfing done.
Mm-hmm.
And he shares a bathroom mm-hmm. with all these different offices.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how is that?
Right.
And so I walked in. It was fine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, they're just sort of like, you know, they always have these signs up that say, hey, you know, we're all in this together. keep it
clean. Yeah.
But there's no number or anyone to call. They're mm-hmm. like, we only clean it once a night. We clean it on the weekends. Or we don't clean it on the weekends if you're open on the weekends.
I'm annoyed by all of that.
All of that.
All
you don't want
that.
Any part of
it. Completely annoyed by all of that.
What about toilet paper? Toilet trees. Do you have a dream for toiletries?
Well... So remember when we talked about like lotion and all that stuff? Like whenever there's stuff in the bathroom, I'm always cool with that. Like if there's like lotion and like really nice soap and
mouthwash,
all of those.
Right.
I'm like, I'm fine. Like all of those things, the more amenities you can give me with the bathroom, the better, frankly.
Right. What about in hotel rooms? Sometimes they have like, you know, what you see those slippers? I have a friend of mine who always takes those slippers. And I was
think
like,
you can.
I think you're supposed to. I don't think you're supposed to leave those slippers.
Right.
And I have other people who bring slippers when they're in a hotel room because they can't be on that carpet.
I usually bring like smart. Those really like those, you know, like I have like those really thick like socks.
Oh, yeah.
I usually bring those.
Yeah.
And then in I always, whenever I'm in a hotel, even if I don't like the way that the toiletries smell, I always take them.
Oh,
I always take all of them.
I always take all of them.
All of them.
Well, I donate them to, there's a homeless shelter mm-hmm. right by us. And I was like, you guys try to get all this conditioner out of this tiny thing. I know you're already homeless.
Right. You paid for it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
And if I stay in a hotel, even if I'm staying in a hotel, usually when I stay in a hotel, I don't have them clean it when I'm there.
I never
just
do.
Just because I don't want people in my stuff.
I don't want my people in my room.
I don't want my stuff. So I never have them clean the room when I'm there. But every day I'm like, oh, I'm going to need toilet paper and all your toiletries.
Right.
Every day. Every day.
I read some terrible article about how if you, because all the hotels are now like, do you choose a green thing where you can get extra hotel points if you don't have someone come into your room? And
oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah, you can get Hilton Honors points. It's a Nina Manny thing. And so
Nina Manny.
It's a Nina Manny thing. And but the what I read this article is that the people who clean the rooms don't get any credit for it.
Oh.
And they sometimes get paid by the room,
uh-huh.
which
I'll
is weird.
I'll still tip them when I leave.
Oh, I'll tip for the whole week.
I'll still tip them, even if they don't clean my room. I'll tip them when I leave.
Yeah, yeah. You still got to tip $3 to $5 a night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's depending if you're featuring or headlining.
Exactly right.
So
mm. I was like, I'm not that far along in my comedy career, so I know not. But yeah, whenever I go,
well, I just learned about tipping the hotel staff.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Probably 10 years ago, and. Right. I apologize if I stayed in your hotel
like,
more than 10 years
so
ago.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. I probably owe you at least $12. So what else you?
So McDonald's, but it depends on the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Because like there's McDonald's in Glendale that actually they clean their bathroom pretty regularly.
Right.
So I will go to that bathroom if I'm just, and you know, you can just pull in the parking lot, blah,
yeah.
blah. So that McDonald's, pretty okay. But then like if you're like out somewhere, like McDonald's, it's a case by case basis.
It is very much a case by case. I used to babysit. It was one of my jobs when I moved here. Mm-hmm. I had this childcare gig and, these people lived in a very nice suburb of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And the kid one day, he was like, I want to go to Taco Bell. And we went to the Taco Bell. And it was the nicest Taco Bell I've ever... I was like, I would live here.
Right.
It was such a beautiful Taco Bell.
Again, it's one of those things that depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah. If you are in a richy rich neighborhood and then there's a Taco Bell, you right. can go to that bathroom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same with McDonald's. If yeah. you're in a really great neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure all the McDonald's in Rancho Las Palmas are fabulous. Like,
right.
Sure
Agoura Hills is doing just fine.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
All of that, going to be fine. Gonna be fun.
It's true. And but sometimes if you get too close to the water, like Malibu has, like if you get right on the water,
mm-hmm.
the houses and everything are super expensive.
Right.
But like the Fish Shack, their bathroom's probably not great.
I would never. And can we just talk about comedy bathrooms for a minute, comedy clubs? The worst.
They're
absolutely the worst. Every time I go to the Comedy Store, and I don't go that often, like when people invite me to do yeah. a show there, I'll go. Because like the parking, the whole thing, don't even get me started.
Right.
But like that bathroom, I can't. So then I have to go next door to the hotel.
Oh, right.
Because I can't deal with their bathroom.
I literally park at the hotel.
Right.
Which is, that means
gotta,
that
that's
the
what,
whole.
$16. You
exactly.
got to walk down that stupid hill. I'm so annoyed.
Oh,
by
no.
It.
No, I valet. No,
oh, nice.
Because
oh, nice.
I'm done.
Right.
Like
right.
my,
I feel you.
How you feel about bathrooms mm. is exactly how I feel about parking.
Mm.
I'm like, is it going to cost me money to go do your gig?
Mm-hmm.
That's really annoying.
Right.
I have to either really like you,
right.
really want the stage time,
right.
or something, some third thing
right.
as exactly. yet undetermined
exactly.
and I'm willing to leave open-ended.
Exactly.
But so if I go to the Comedy Store,
right.
I ask if I can park in the back,
mm-hmm.
but I too will go next door and right. and use their restroom.
I can't
had,
even.
I had two guys meet me at the front door the last time I went in there because I was like, I just need a triangle sandwich, right? I had not eaten.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping that they had like, you know, they have a pantry sometimes at a hotel.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Which has like cup of soup.
Right.
And sometimes
Snacks.
A burrito
right.
or something. And
right.
I was like, hey, do you guys have one of those? And I was just going to look. I did not need to have the honor guard right. of that hotel meet
right.
me.
Right.
And they were two of the shiniest looking dudes in the world. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, these seem like nice young men. And right. when I left, I was like, they're in their mid-30s, Jackie. Why don't, those are adult men.
Right, exactly.
Those are not young men.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Are, they're adults. They're adults.
They're grown-ups.
Right.
So funny. But okay.
Comedy bathrooms, the worst.
They are really.
Even, okay, so in at the Ice House.
Yep.
Don't love that bathroom. There's a new hotel across the street. That's where I go to the bathroom.
At the Ice House?
Yes. So okay. if you're in the Ice House, you walk down that street, literally you look kitty corner
yeah.
from that corner. There's a new hotel
you
right
walk
there.
A half a block.
Yep.
Okay. Because
I cannot deal with their bathrooms.
Their bathrooms are original bathrooms. So
I can tell.
Yeah, you could tell. That's the whole thing. It's all about replacing the tile. At some point, if you could just redo the flooring,
something.
Right, and a coat of paint,
I
will feel somehow cleaner and safer in your bathroom. You're
like,
right. You are completely
I just
right.
Can't. I'm like no,
and
I'm
they
like,
have ugh. They have the two, they have the three bathrooms. There's mm-hmm. like a men's room, a women's room, and right. a
non-gender specific bathroom.
No, handicapped,
okay.
but not really big enough for anybody I know. Like if somebody has a wheelchair,
they're not going to.
They're
make
fecocked
it. They're not
yeah,
going to
make
they're
it. They're not going to make it. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, I might as well have you carry me in here,
right?
Because
exactly.
I can't get my chair and this thing in
yeah.
there.
Ugh.
So it's too bad because they have this area. You know that area that sort of looks like it's where small parties could be.
Yeah, yeah.
They could turn, quite honestly, they could turn that into some sort of sitting room.
Yes, they could.
That could be an awesome new green room.
There you go.
And an awesome with a. Did you know that Jeff Garlin?
Oh, the bathroom at Flappers?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I always call it the Jeff Garlin Memorial Bathroom.
So do I.
Because he, because I didn't, because someone
paid
told
for it.
Me. And they were like, oh, they built that new bathroom because Jeff Garlin's like, I cannot
use the bathroom public bathroom
with the masses, which I totally get.
Right.
And why they didn't have a bathroom in there before, I don't know.
Right. Well, and he paid for part of it, I heard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
He was like, there has to be a bathroom in here.
Nice.
And so they put the bathroom in. And I always call it the Jeff Garlin Memorial Bathroom as well.
And I don't know if I call it that because I heard you call it that, but I'm like, Jeff Garlin paid for that bathroom?
But let's totally just, we'll all, like, we got
to
get a plaque
for that
going.
Bathroom?
I want
yeah,
there to
needs
plaque.
To be a plaque. There needs to be a plaque. And the first time I went in that bathroom, I was like, oh, oh, this is amazing. This is probably the only bathroom I'm ever going to use here ever again.
Right, well, completely, entirely. And it
and
has that slidey door.
Super, right. If the person who's headlining is not super famous, I'll use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like Joel McHale was in last night. I was like, I'm not going to use the bathroom. I don't want anybody to be like, what are you doing in there? I'm like, I'm not.
Joel McHale is always funny in a quotes kind of way whenever mm-hmm. I talk to him. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. So he's, I mean, I'm sure he's perfectly nice to his friends and family, but to other comics,
uh-huh.
it's all ball busting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't want to have my balls busted while I'm just sitting in a green room.
Right.
I'm hoping to out. Just, did you, what do you read?
Right,
anything?
Exactly. Right. What and, are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. Jeff Garlin's super nice.
Super nice.
I got to
yeah.
host a show for him once that he did at Flappers. He's super nice.
He's just,
he
you
was
know what
nice
he is?
To my mom. Like they talked. It was, she was super nice.
He's just kind of a normal guy.
He's
and
very
he's,
normal.
And he's famous-y, mm-hmm. but he's not ever, like, it's not a chore to talk to him. He's clearly,
no.
the distantly polite is mm-hmm. how he is usually with mm-hmm. me. And that is as much as I can expect
there
of
go.
Anyone.
There you go.
I don't
there
even necessarily want more than that from
right.
most
there
people.
Go. There you go. That's
speaking
fine.
Of your childhood. I got to get you to talk to my brother.
Me?
My brother will tell you.
Distantly polite.
Exactly.
As a child, distantly polite.
Okay. So by the way, I am talking to Winter Spears, and it's at Winter Spears on all the things. And it's WYNTERSPEARS. The winter has a Y in it. Spears is spelt like Spears. So you can follow her on all the things. You can come and do sign up for an open mic. You can watch the book show mm-hmm. at Flappers. You can go to the coffee shop and try to get booked on a 7-minute clean set. And
7 minutes. It's an open mic. 7 minutes, guys.
Oh, it is an open mic.
It's an open mic. 7 minutes. You never get 7 minutes.
And it's one
open mic.
You never do. And it's mm-hmm. a Thursday once a month, right?
Thursday once a month. Second Thursday of every month.
If you follow her on the things, you'll probably be alerted closer to.
I post on all of the things.
All the things are being posted. I just want you to know that it has been an hour, and we have talked about bathrooms.
We have.
For an hour.
We have.
We didn't even get into tubs.
No, we didn't. Because I know you have a thing about tubs.
I love a bathtub.
You love a bathtub on the road. And I'm like, I can't. Like, when I have to wrap my brain around, because I don't know who cleaned that bathtub. Did they scrub it with Comet? Like, it would be another, all of a sudden I'm working there. Like, if I want to take a bath in a hotel, all of a sudden I'm bringing Comet with me. Like, I can't. It's too much work. It's too much work.
Okay, you're probably not wrong. I know some people who wear, like, flip-flops in hotel showers.
You don't know who's cleaning that. Are they just doing this?
Yeah.
People get all sorts of things. I hear plantar warts are terrible. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Well, that's terrifying. It's been another terrifying episode of The Dork Forest, you guys. Winter Spears, follow her on all the things. Thank you for listening. My name's Jackie Cation. You know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Thank you. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?